This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello everybody, a warm welcome. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, once again. Tuesday evening, just gone 10 o'clock. Hope you've had a lovely day so far today. As ever, lots of ridiculous things happening here on these airwaves for the next couple of hours. We'll have celebrity birthdays, we'll have our roving reporter, we'll have Prediction Master, we'll have an intense debate on the Twitterverse. You lovely Leg End listeners have been getting involved in something on social media in the run-up to the show as well. It's not track suggestions today, it relates to the holidays. There are an awful lot of ridiculous holidays on the 23rd of April. I don't know what it is about this date, but there's a lot of them. I'll be sharing those with you after our opening track, and I'll explain why this is our opening track in due course. Always enjoy listening to this. Here's Jamiroquai.
Everything has got with a sunshine smile upon my face, my friend, a class at hand, and all my head of visions have disappeared without a trace. I'm mad, oh, I found somebody who I can rely on. This is the return of the space cowboy. It's a plan that's every good vibes on. Stay at the speed of Jiva. It's a plan that's every
Phoenix FM.
Jamiroquai and Space Cowboy getting us going musically. Bit of a mellow start there. There's the dancey version of Space Cowboy. That was the original, slightly more mellowed up one from JK and Jamiroquai and all that. Gubbins. Yes, it's me, Ben, with you now until midnight, so keep it here on 98.0, as you know, in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. Also available on Smart Speaker and the video feed into the studio available on Mixcloud as well. So, yeah, feel free to get involved in so many different ways. Fantastic. Now, that was appropriate because of the ridiculous holidays that occur today. And like I said, there are an awful lot of them. So I will share some of them with you. But the reason I started off with Space Cowboy is on the 23rd of April, it is Impossible Astronaut Day. Don't really know why I haven't done exhaustive research to find out what that's all about, but it's Impossible Astronaut Day. So, you know, enjoy that and enjoy, if you're an astronaut, being impossible on the 23rd of April. Yeah, I will find out why and let you know more about that in due course, but slightly worryingly, all throughout the 23rd of April as well, it's, and why does this have to be international? But it is 23rd of April, genuinely International Nose Picking Day. I know what you're thinking, you could have picked a better one than that. Yes, those with the video feed. Well, I think I've got a reasonable nose, but it's up to you to decide. Yeah, International Nose Picking Day. How that's a thing, I'm not entirely sure. Why that's a thing, I'm not entirely sure. Far more appropriately and far more excitingly for many, on the 23rd of April, it is also Lover's Day. So, all you lovers out there, enjoy that. Yeah, that's, I'm just going to leave it there. I'm just say enjoy Lover's Day. You've got a couple of hours left to enjoy it in the correct 24-hour period. Right, let's leave that there. Let's get some more music on. There's plenty more ridiculous holidays. I've barely got started. I've decided I need more music, but yeah, there's loads. It's insanity. Anyway, more coming after this from Manson that's still linked to Impossible Astronauts. This is Wide Open Space.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Manson and Wide Open Space. Yes, played because the 23rd of April is Impossible Astronaut Day. Before I go any further, a huge hello to massive friend of the show. I don't mean massive in terms of dimensions of the person. I mean, he has been fantastic to this show over the years. He's a regularly sized human being. But I'd like to say a big hello to Mr. Eddie Bushell, who's shown dedication tonight. He messaged me earlier and said, I haven't heard your show for a while. I'm going to be tuning in as long as the ship Wi-Fi allows it. That tells you the excitement that he's on board a cruise. He's a fabulous singer, Mr. Eddie Bushell, and he's currently on his way to Valletta. I've been reliably informed, due to arrive tomorrow morning. And for reasons only known to Eddie, he's decided to tune in tonight on the ship. Ship Wi-Fi notoriously unreliable, but hopefully you'll get a stable signal, Eddie, and manage to last until midnight here, whatever the time there where you are is. It can be weird on ships. I remember doing a cruise that went to Russia and we kept gaining an hour, and then they gave them all back on the last night and you sort of had to go back 4 hours. It was a bit crazy. But yeah, anyway, fantastic stuff. Eddie's there. And we'll be in Malta tomorrow. And amazingly, the magic of the internet means his wife has also recently been in touch as well, Naomi, I think. Although I can't find her post. I just had a notification that she'd just made a comment on Facebook. And now I can't see any proof, any evidence. Well, that could have been exciting and it's now become slightly bizarre. It says Naomi Bushell commented on my, there it is. There it is. Wow. I'm just reading and amusing myself. It can't be exciting for the rest of the listeners. But, thanks Naomi for commenting on social media. I'll elaborate as to what the heck is going on when we get to the appropriate time. Because there are other ridiculous holidays to tell you about on the 23rd of April. Yes. It's Impossible Astronaut Day and International Nose Picking Day, but of course, as I'm sure you're well aware, it's English Language Day. I'm glossing over St. George's Day because there's so many others, but yes, it's English Language Day. It's Lover's Day, which we've talked about. Excitingly for me, having always been a bit of a film buff, it is also Movie Theatre Day. That's brilliant. Well worth a trip to the cinema to celebrate Movie Theatre Day. And we will be doing that in some form or another throughout tonight's show. Also, on the 23rd of April, it is National Picnic Day. Just when you thought the holidays were coming to an end. Oh no, we're only just over halfway. It's also Spanish Language Day. It's also Take a Chance Day. Yeah, we don't. Have we not got any other kind of jingles or celebratory music? No. All right. Okay. Take a Chance Day. It's also Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Verily it is, forsooth. And as many of you will be aware, starting yesterday, going right through to next Sunday, all week in fact, it is National Coin Week. Why do we have that? National Coin Week. Pointless. Except for metal detectorists out there. And people that enjoy coins. And of course, most importantly, above all other holidays, because it lasts for the 30 days of April, yes, it's National Sports Eye Safety Month. It was all going so averagely, and then that happened. National Sports Eye Safety Month. So, what? Why do we have that in April? What? Who started that? Who said, you know what, we're going to make people aware of, and not just for a day or a week in April, it's going on for a month. Watch your eyes when playing sports. Does anybody recklessly play sports and cause danger to their eyes? I'm thinking, I don't know, darts players, ice hockey players, people who do fencing. I don't know, I'm trying to think many sports where it's a particular risk to your eyes. Snooker, if you're down at the table level and it bounces? I don't know. Ah, dear. But anyway, National Sports Eye Safety Month happens every April. Keep your eyes safe when playing sports. Oh, yes. Now, what has been brilliant from you lovely Legend listeners is I put a request out on social media. Yes, for weeks I have asked the lovely Legend listeners to suggest tracks that would be appropriate to the holidays that occur, and then we have a permeating theme throughout the show. But with it being Movie Theatre Day, and I've done a game like this before, but not for probably over 18 months on this show, I thought it would be fun to test people's film knowledge and ability to be hilarious. And I put out this challenge. You can change one letter in a film title. How different a film would we end up with? And I have to say, my listeners are very amusing. So there are some excellent examples on social media in the run-up to this show. Thank you so much to everybody that's replied, as every always seems to catch the imagination when you give people the opportunity to go crazy with movie titles, and some of them have done very well. Remember the criteria, though. You can only change one letter to a different letter. And I think everybody's kind of got the brief, got the memo, done it successfully. So not straight away, because I don't want to exhaust them early on in the show. I'm going to share with you. Well, let's do one that was one of my favourites. Actually came from Ron Wilmot, friend of the show. Thank you, Ron, for this. Very much enjoy this. You can only change one letter in a movie title and imagine how different a plot it would end up being. Beverly Hills Cow. Eddie Murphy as a dairy farmer. Yes. Goes down to Rodeo Drive, sells his milk, and struggles with it. Ah, dear. Axel Foley. Yes. Fantastic. Beverly Hills Cow. Well, he played a donkey in Shrek. It's not that much of a stretch, is it? But I've enjoyed that. That is very good. That's the level we should be aiming for, I feel. Beverly Hills Cow. More will be shared later on, but probably not for a good half hour or so, just to whet your appetite. Remember, if you want to get involved and you haven't done already, Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio are the pages on Facebook, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. As ever, of course, there is an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse that is also movie-related, but not name changes of movies. So if you want to look at that before I talk about it at 11 o'clock, have a sneak peek at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. So, yes, do drop me a line. Do find me on Facebook and find the post asking for letter changes in a movie title. And I'll be sharing some more with you later. Beverly Hills Cow. That would have been good. Da, 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 da. I've got milk and you want it. No, it doesn't. It doesn't stretch that far. Okay. Excitingly, we'll be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, in about 10 minutes' time, who's been out today enjoying some food in the open air, as far as I'm aware. You'll probably guess why if you hark back to the ridiculous holidays of today, why that could possibly be appropriate. Amazing results in the football. Arsenal taking on Chelsea today. As a Liverpool fan, I was hoping Chelsea might snatch a draw or something like that, but Arsenal, very, very dominant, it's fair to say. So good for them. Congratulations, Gunners. 5-0, that's ended up. Amazing, amazing result. And also 5-0, I believe, Leicester versus Southampton, which is all but guaranteed Leicester's return to the Premier League, which I think financially they need with the threat of points deductions against them as well. Yeah, so great stuff. Now we're going to get some more music on. And then we're going to do all kinds of things for the next hour and 38 minutes. So don't go anywhere, whether you're on a cruise ship, whether you're in Norfolk, whether you're in Kent, whether you're in various places all over the UK that I know my lovely leg end listeners hail from. Stay right where you are. Thank you so much to everyone that gets involved. Always appreciative. And right now we need another Impossible Astronaut related track. So here's Space with Me and You versus the World.
Stars will shine just for us. Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yes, and that was Space, Me and You versus the World. I have now done exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely legend listeners, and found out why it's called Impossible Astronaut Day on the 23rd of April. Certainly not what I was expecting. Just got to clear my throat. Apologies. It's to do with Doctor Who. It celebrates the day in 2011 where the first episode of the sixth season was aired in the United Kingdom. Obviously, sixth season since it came back in 2005. Whovians, don't go crazy at me screaming at your radios and say, what about all those years before? Of course, I'm aware of that. I'm looking at an entry online. Yes, yeah, and the episode was titled The Impossible Astronaut. I do now remember watching that episode. So, yes, 2011. That started, and Impossible Astronaut Day has been celebrated on the 23rd of April ever since. So there we go. I wonder what actual number of series that is. I will investigate that as well. Is there a longer-running sci-fi show? Don't think so. Star Trek, but had breaks, didn't it? Well, yeah, still, Doctor Who, incredible longevity, incredible popularity. Chuty Gatwa, his series going to be released very, very soon. So, yeah, excitement building. That's why it's Impossible Astronaut Day. Well, we're about 5 minutes away from speaking to Scott Fish, which is always very exciting. And I will whet your appetites and tell you, of course, back at the top of the show, I talked about the fact that the 23rd of April is also National Picnic Day. No, we don't need the... Don't need the fanfare there. Yeah, National Picnic Day. And it's upsetting for the end of April. You're kind of hoping that spring has sprung and the weather has turned and it's kind of getting nicer. You could sit out in parks with food and eat it in the open air. But I think it's fair to say it could be a bit of a struggle at the moment. Certainly very chilly still at night, isn't it? Don't panic. It's supposed to turn in about a week's time, I think. 7 or 8 days, and then it's going to get at least 5 degrees warmer at night. That's something to look forward to, isn't it? Yeah. We'll all be cursing in August when it's 38 degrees and we want it to be cooler again. Still, yes, it is supposed to be a bit warmer by this time next week, I believe. So something to look forward to. Plenty of great tracks still to look forward to. Plenty of great features still to look forward to. And if you enjoy our roving reporter, don't go anywhere, because one more track and he will be on. Now, I did also share with you at the top of the show that the 23rd of April is Lover's Day. Just going to leave that there again, slightly awkwardly, but still. To celebrate that musically, we're now going to hear from Kylie, and then it's Scott Fish.
Dance. It's all I want to do, so won't you dance? I'm standing here with you, why won't you move? I'll get inside your groove, cause I'm on fire, 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 fire. It hurts when you get too close, but baby it hurts. If love is really good, you just want more. Even if it throws you to the fire. Don't compare to you.
I want you more. Even if it throws you to the fire, fire.
Phoenix FM.
Kylie Minogue then, and All the Lovers. Now remember, it's the 23rd of April, it's National Picnic Day, and we're going to go over to the one and only Scott Fish.
Where did he go? Nobody knows, he's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
And without further ado, hello Scott Fish!
Hello Ben, how are you?
I'm very good, how the devil are you Scott?
I've had a lovely week of roving.
Fantastic, well of course, National Picnic Day. I'm hoping you're not still out there because it's very cold now, but I'm guessing in the middle of the day you could have some kind of a lunch that's acceptable al fresco.
Do you know what, Ben? I'll tell you, this has not been a great day weather-wise for National Picnic Day.
No,
where,
no.
Where we've been has been a little bit blustery, and I won't lie, a little bit rainy.
Oh, dear. Well, I was hoping you'd manage to entice many people to get involved, source some amazing catering from somewhere, put your rugs down, put some sort of covering or awning over yourself and yeah, got some shelter and enjoyed a great picnic with loads of people. You've got lots of stories to tell us, Scott.
Absolutely, Ben, yeah. I mean, obviously, when you set me the challenge to rove around World Picnic Day, it seemed the obvious choice to really see if we could, in Brentwood, set up the largest picnic in the world. And have it verified by the Guinness World Record people.
Well, hang on, this has got very exciting. The largest in the world? I would imagine over the years there's been a picnic with nigh on hundreds of people attending it somewhere.
Nigh on hundreds? No, there's, well, that's more than 800, isn't it? Nigh on hundreds. You say it in a quite weird way, but yeah. No, it was actually the record was, I'm just going to put that out there now.
Yeah.
It was set actually right back in 2009, Ben.
Right.
In Portugal, 22,232 people.
Hang on, this is incredible.
22,232 people.
I'm about to be very impressed, Scott, because you said the record was 22,000.
The record has stood for 15 years.
I don't know of a venue or a park big enough in Brentwood to hold more than 20,000 people that would let you do it at relatively short notice, Scott.
I mean, that's the challenge that you set me as a roving reporter.
Well, I didn't ask you to break any records. I thought you'd just go and have a picnic with someone and talk to
you
about it.
Do something wonderful with picnics. And by goodness me, when you say that, Ben,
yeah.
Except for the times where I've got it quite wrong, I absolutely set out to do what you want me to do. Now, I have to say, you have picked up on a few issues there, just sort of venue-wise. It has been quite tricky.
Yeah.
I was sort of looking at the Sainsbury's car park. Turns out the Sainsbury's people were quite They were quite adamant that it really was like over 22,000 was going to be against regulations.
Yeah,
I said, look, I'll buy some Taste the Difference things. Other supermarket brands
now,
are available.
Don't get into trouble with this again, Scott, because you tried to call yourself Scott Sainsbury's once, didn't you? And we had all those advertising standards issues. So do remember that. Yeah.
I've got a long and storied history with many, many supermarkets.
Yeah.
But yeah, and obviously that was one of the issues. Finding over 22,000 people who were free and available, really, just today, you know, when it's been a working day.
Well, that's not the sort of event that's not the numbers you can sort out on the day, is it? You've got to give people a bit of notice for something like that.
You are finding issues that really didn't occur to me till quite late on, actually, Ben. So,
right.
Apart from anything else, getting people to the park where the attempt was going to take place was going to be difficult. I actually had to, you know, with Brent, with Phoenix FM's budget, organise over 400 buses just to sort of ferry people in from Essex and the surrounding areas to sort of get them into Brentwood and have that massive picnic.
I don't know if we're actually going to get that sort of okayed by the financial department because
I've already done it, Ben, so it's not really a question of it's much easier to get forgiveness than permission, I always think, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk about that off air, definitely. But I'm a bit concerned with your language because you said the old record had stood for over 15 years and then you said the venue where it was going to take place, the record attempt, as if it didn't actually take place.
Oh, you are such a pessimist, Ben. Let me tell you, the picnic not only took place, it happened.
Yeah.
And as I said, 22,232 was the record.
Yeah.
We had 23 people.
Yeah, 23 people for a world record attempt. Well,
one of those was your dad as well. So,
well, that has a lead
down, which I thought was nice of him. Really.
It was nice of him, yeah.
He bought some sausage rolls, which was good.
Good, yeah. Well, that's alleviated my fears about hiring 400 buses because I guess with 23 people, you won't need more than one, which is a lot
more
manageable.
Your dad got on seven. He kept getting on all the different ones. He sort of ran into one. He was like, I could get on this one.
We didn't still hire 400 buses for 23 people. Surely you'd send some of them away and say they weren't required.
Yeah, but after your dad went on them, your dad I don't know if you've spoken to him this evening. I understand he's very tired from getting on and off 400 buses.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that could be some sort of weirdly unnecessary record attempt. But anyway, Scott, this is supposed to be talking about National Picnic Day. At least you and 23 people had a picnic then.
We did, and it turns out picnics are pretty terrible, really. You know, it's you have to carry the food with you that you've had to pack everything.
Yeah.
No running water out in the middle of a field.
Mm.
You end up sitting in a very uncomfortable position. Insects, Ben. Insects everywhere. When you're not in the Phoenix FM studios, the world is alive with insects. And we really did create quite a lot of rubbish. And turns out that the authorities get quite vexed about that. It's a lot of effort for very, very little reward.
Well, the reward was getting to feature on the airwaves again and bring it to us in a report, wasn't it? What food was available at this picnic, Scott? Because some picnics have all kinds of stuff. Chicken legs, salads, lovely cakes, you know, great drinks.
Yeah, we had a food that I've never really seen outside of a picnic sphere, which is quiche. And you know, we spent a lot of we had a lot of quiche, actually. Too much quiche if I was thinking about it now.
Who brought the food then? Because you said my dad brought some sausage rolls. How was the food organized? I'm just interested.
There was 23 people. They all brought something, Ben. You know, they're good people at Brentwood. they make an effort, you know.
So you didn't supply any food yourself?
I supplied, but I really had sort of blown the budget on the buses, I think. I was hoping to sort of get, like, some fun-sized bounty bars or something, but, no, the buses really did sort of clean me out, really. So,
yeah,
definitely we'll need to get that back. But, yeah, and what was great is what we did manage to do, actually, we went to the DIY store, and they were sort of closing up, but we sort of broke in and stole quite a few of their tools. And a lot of their pickaxes we stole. So, in many ways, if nothing else, we have had a wonderful picnicking time.
Yeah, I don't think you should be saying that too proudly.
When I say we, I meant other people that I saw and called the authorities about.
Good, yeah.
Because it wasn't me.
Obviously, any DIY store that was involved.
Dad was barely involved.
Any DIY store that was involved will be listening to this broadcast interestedly, I would imagine, because that would count as evidence what you've just intimated there.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, well, the picnic's over now. Did you have?
I mean, in metaphorically and literally, the picnic is over for Scott Fish, and I have to say, it was a good idea. Poorly implemented by me, so it was
well, at least you can acknowledge that. I think we'll be a little bit clearer with exact instructions in the future and not leave it too open-ended, because I mean, I admire your efforts, but you know, that will
just on a completely unrelated note, is there any chance I could use your garage to park some buses this evening?
I'm afraid my garage is full with my fleet of luxury car. So, I couldn't fit one bus in it anyway. It's not big enough for that.
No, I've got some work to do then.
How have you still got 400 buses?
I haven't still got 400, Ben.
Right.
I sent quite a lot of them away.
Good, yeah, because hopefully...
Even having one bus is sort of one bus too many.
All I'm worried about is, you know... I would imagine hiring one reasonable-sized bus is going to get into the hundreds of pounds. And if you've got 400 of them, we're looking at quite...
You do get a decent discount, though.
Yeah, good. Well, and the ones that don't get used, obviously, we won't be paying for.
They all got used by your dad. He has really, really messed things up for the budget. Because they said if anyone gets on, that counts as used and you can't send it back. I had to try and sort of get him to calm down. I think just being out eating outside really got him all excited.
Yeah, all I'm going to say, all that worries me, Scott, is your future reports may have to be reined in a little bit, because, you know, we've sent you to the States a couple of times. You've been to Hungary, I'm aware of that. You've been all over the world roving for us.
Not that hungry after all your dad's sausage rolls, so that was quite good.
Lovely, okay. Just before I let you go... we'll forget about picnics. It is, of course, also movie theatre day today. And I've set
a seamless transition, Ben.
Thank you.
You are genuinely one of the greatest DJs who do this slot.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. I'll take that as a review, actually. I've set my listeners the challenge, and listen carefully. Change one letter in a movie title and you could therefore change the whole plot of the movie. So if you could switch one letter in a movie title for a different letter, I wonder if you could think of anything vaguely amusing for us, Scott. I realise I'm putting you on the spot, but it's just...
No, that's fine. I've got a few ideas, actually, Ben. So in third place, the vaguely amusing, I would say, From Desk Till Dawn. It's just about someone who has to work late, I think.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
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 My other one that I quite like, instead of the great film Roadhouse, you could just have Toadhouse.
And is that a house full of toads?
It's basically like an amphibian.
It could be a sequel or prequel to Wind in the Willows, even.
That's a genuinely brilliant idea. Yeah. But I think if I had to pick one sort of film titled, it probably would be, and this, I think, is quite a nice idea. Snacks on a plane.
Fits in with your picnicking theme as well.
Exactly. You could have some quiche or sausage rolls or anything, you know.
Thank goodness you didn't hire 400 planes. That would have been a disaster, wouldn't it? You'd have needed a massive airfield.
That would be ridiculous, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Right, well, we'll let you go, Scott. Obviously, I like to give you the chance to introduce a song. We're going to have The Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies next, which is appropriate with what you've just been talking about.
It is indeed. So would you like me to introduce that now?
I'd love you to do that, Scott. Then I'd like you to come back with a receipt for all the buses, and then we can deal with the aftermath of that.
Okay, and the next song is from The Drifters, Saturday Night at the Movies. I'm going to go.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony. Well, that's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide. I can't compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
For those of you worried about the station budget after Scott Fisher's last report, I have been on the phone very quickly to Johnson's Coaches of Brentwood, and they have agreed to waive some of the charges if I plug them on the air. So Johnson's Coaches of Brentwood, if you need coaches or buses for anything, get them from Johnson's Coaches. Johnson's Coaches. Right, that was The Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies. Thanks as ever to Scott Fish, our roving reporter, who may need slightly clearer instructions in the future or maybe better briefing as to what the budgetary requirements of his roving can involve. Anyway, if you've had a picnic today, hopefully you've enjoyed it. Hopefully you stayed out of the adverse weather. It was drizzling when I was in Brentwood earlier today, and I'm in Brentwood again now, and it's not drizzling, but it's very, very chilly. It's 10 to 11. It's the 23rd of April. Shall we do another little interlude? I think we should. Not a musical interlude. No, we're going to have some celebrity birthdays. Oh, yes, we're going to do it right now. 23rd of April. Who is celebrating today? Model Gigi Hadid is 29 today. From the royal family, Prince Louis is 6 today. That is the real royal family, not the TV show. Actor Dev Patel is 34, and fellow actor John Hannah is 62 today. US TV comedy star and host John Oliver is 47 today. Manchester City women's defender Steph Houghton is 36 today. Former Strictly pro dancer Brendan Cole is 48. And American documentary maker Michael Moore is 70 today. And nobody really has been able to absolutely confirm his birthday, but it is widely accepted that on the 23rd of April in 1564, one William Shakespeare was born as well. So very many happy returns to all those people. If you were born on the 23rd of April, happy birthday to you as well. Those were your celebrity birthdays. Unbelievably, and this may be a very rare thing, Shakespeare supposedly born on the 23rd of April and also passed away on the 23rd of April. What was thought to be his 52nd birthday. That must be very rare. Dying on the same day you were born. Still, yes, we will possibly be dealing with Shakespeare a little bit later on musically in the show, and we'll be dealing with Scott Fish later. Don't worry, there will be some kind of reprimand. He doesn't just get away with everything. Fortunately, I have been able to speak to Johnson's Coaches of Brentwood. If you need a coach or bus, go to Johnson's Coaches. Still plenty more to come in tonight's episode. We've got an hour and 7 minutes and 15 seconds from now. And we've got Prediction Master to feature, the intense debate to talk to you about. In fact, I'll probably talk to you about that after the next track. Loads more tracks to get in that all link to the ridiculous number of ridiculous holidays. English Language Day, Impossible Astronaut Day, International Nose Picking Day, Lover's Day, Movie Theatre Day, National Picnic Day, Spanish Language Day, Take a Chance Day, Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Of course, all week it's National Coin Week, and all month it's National Sports Eye Safety Month. Wowzers. Well, we're still dealing with lovers musically, so therefore, let's go to the Supermen Lovers.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Superman lovers and Starlight. Fantastic stuff. How are we almost an hour into the show that goes like this? I better start sharing with you some of the examples of movie titles with one letter changed for extra hilarity. Yes, Paul Milton has sent in a good one. Snowboat. That'd be good, wouldn't it? A musical all about a boat's trip into the Arctic Circle, maybe. Mark Reed has sent in, this is a lot less scary than the original, late 1970s, Are You Afraid to Get in the Water? Are we going to need a bigger boat? Well, look out for Jaws. Jaws. Rachel Willett suggested in the similar vein, Jews. I don't think either Jaws or Jews are as scary as Jaws, but there we go. Mark Reed also suggested E.G. I like that, not E.T. Just people giving lots of examples of things. E.G. Marvellous. Paul Saunders has done a great one. That you remember, you can only change one letter. Toe Shining. Not The Shining. Toe Shining. That is a very niche job, isn't it? Do you want your nails done? Do you want your toes shined while you're here? All right. Toe Shining, I like that. That's a very good one. And also from Paul Saunders, Sleeping Beastie. That could be a sequel to Beauty of the Beast. You know, he stays a beast and goes to sleep. And it's everything that happens while he's asleep. All the shenanigans that the rest of the house gets up to. Sleeping Beastie. I like that one. Plenty more to come as the show progresses. Remember, you can only change one letter in a movie title. See how much the plot would have to change. Still loving Beverly Hills Cow. Plenty more to come. Also, there's an intense debate going to be raging on the Twitterverse. And as well, Prediction Master will be back in the second hour of the show. Plenty of fabulous tracks as well. They're all linked to the variety of ridiculous holidays. It is Lover's Day. Enjoy your lover. Just like Liberty X have done with this track.
The drum beats go like this.
Yo, yo, now once again, my friend, it's the Reverend, the first platinum status rap president, and from the coast of California to the shows of Maine, got a sound and my beats go bang. My old black crown with my sneakers got my name, and I'm back, y'all, with my collar and cape, like a superhero arm with a old school tape. It's the rap, y'all, you got to believe.
There's a song for lovers you can hear all the time, but you're like no other to me, so I'm not gonna promise you a starry sky, you just need to
time for my rhyme and I climb, but don't reach. Hustle around with Russell and grind and rock beats. And this is it, what? Another hit for the streets. I got love for my people from Queens to overseas. Step into the room and then boom, the horn scream. Rev coming royal and regal, I got dreams. Just like Martin Luther the King, I might teach. Like a collar to the party at the party going free.
There's a song for lovers you can hear all the time. But you're
you
substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your faith has made you whole.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong, you know. It is the show that goes like this, and I am Ben Simmons, and we've got 57 minutes and a few seconds left together. So let's enjoy it. Let's embrace it. Let's not go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And if you've missed any of the show and would like to hear it back and wonder where that's possible, it's via our website. The podcast edition will be live from tomorrow morning. Get yourself to PhoenixFM.com. Click on the schedule, look for a Tuesday evening at 10 o'clock, click on the show that goes like this, and you will get to my Phoenix blog with all previous episodes of the show to download and listen to at your leisure. And of course, I feel I have to say every time, thank you so much to everyone that listens to the show. It gets regularly 500 to 1,000 hits a week, which is fantastic, and very, very grateful that it does. So thank you for everyone who supports it, everyone who gets involved. We love a bit of interactivity on the show that goes like this. Loads of people have suggested movie titles where you change one letter. Before I get to that, though, I'm going to tell you about the intense debate on the Twitterverse. And bear in mind, you have only got about 45 minutes left to vote on this. Very simply asking, which did you enjoy watching the most out of these three films? Back to the Future, The Matrix, and Fight Club. Just between those three films, which did you enjoy watching the most? Back to the Future, that's the original. The Matrix, that's the original. And Fight Club, there was only one. So choose between those three at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter to cast your vote. Also, do us a favour, give it a repost, a retweet. More people will see the poll, more people will cast their vote. So one more time, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. At the top of the profile will be this poll. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Which did you enjoy watching the most? Back to the Future, The Matrix, or Fight Club. I'll reveal the result before I leave you tonight. Very, very exciting. I love movie related stuff on these airwaves, so yes, happy to keep that going. Right, let's have more music, shall we? I've got plenty of tracks to get in before we leave you tonight. Very, very many. So maybe a little bit less chat, maybe a little bit more music. So, yes, we had the Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies introduced by Scott Fish earlier on because we were talking about movies. It is Movie Theatre Day on the 23rd of April. So with Movie Star here at the Stereophonics.
Star, turn away, you are. Movie star.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Stereophonics and Movie Star, because yes, the 23rd of April is Movie Theatre Day. More examples of your brilliant suggestions of movies with one letter changed in the title. From Andy Gardner, fellow Phoenix FM alumni, Bean Street. Yeah, they're not quite as mean when they're covered in beans. I don't know if they're baked or green in Andy's film, but anyway. Then, Eddie Bushell on his way to Valletta. I'm very grateful you've tuned in, Eddie. Thank you so much. Hopefully it's being broadcast around the whole ship in some way or another, or at least to your ears. But there are multiple suggestions from Eddie Bushell, which are impressive nonetheless. Like this one, Harry Potter and the Half-Blonde Prince. Now, I remember that film. Wasn't it Snape who was the half-blood prince? If he was half-blonde, you know, he always had black hair, even in the flashbacks. That would... If he's done something with highlights, that massively changes it, doesn't it? Yeah. Also, I can't list them all because there's so many Eddie's done. I love this one. Nightmare on Elf Street. Will Ferrell is a narcoleptic who dreams about getting killed in hideous Christmas-related ways. Love that. Nightmare on Elf Street. That is good. That is very good. As is Pulp Diction. Samuel L. Jackson playing an elocution coach who will strike thee down with great vengeance and furious anger if you speak incorrectly. Yeah, something like that, isn't it? Yes, thank you to Paul Holman, who's written in with Annie Get Your Fun. That's a different kind of film, isn't it? Is it still set in the West? I'm not quite sure. Annie Get Your Fun, yes, nice. Alan Cohen suggests The Codfather. Is that about a fishing family in Grimsby? I'm not entirely sure, but thank you, Alan, for that as well. Then my mum and dad have both made suggestions on the poll in this not poll on the Facebook post for this, and they've both done very well. My dad suggested Gone with the Wine. I like that. Clark Gable drinks too much Merlot. That's lovely, and this links in brilliantly with everything else we've talked about. My mum suggested The Greatest Snowman, where Hugh Jackman goes on an Arctic adventure with Alan Jones. I like that. Then, this is just weird full circleness. I mentioned Naomi Bushell at the start of the show, Mrs. Eddie Bushell. For those of you that don't know, she's married to Eddie. And she's commented and told my mum there is actually a show on Channel 4 called The Greatest Snowman, where they send celebs to the Arctic to build snowmen. Oh, so thanks. Thanks to everyone for everyone who's got involved today. I love that. Eddie's on his way to Valletta. Naomi's in, I'm assuming, in Norfolk, but she could be anywhere in the UK or anywhere else in the world. She could be with Eddie on the cruise. I don't know. But yes, hopefully all your family are okay. And my mum and dad have been in touch as well. It's fabulous. It's all happening on the show that goes like this tonight. Enjoyable. See what happens. You get in touch on social media. You get shout-outs on the airwaves. It's a little community we've got going here. It's fantastic. Always enjoyable. Right. Movie Theatre Day. Final track that relates to that. Here's Madonna with Hollywood.
Shine your light now. This time it's got to be good. Get it right now, oh yeah. Cause you're in Hollywood. Something in the air in Hollywood. The sun is shining like you knew it would. To Hollywood, they wanna make it in the neighborhood. They like the smell of it in Hollywood. How could it hurt you when it looks so good? I lost my memory in Hollywood. I've had a million visions, bad and good. There's something in the air in Hollywood. I tried to leave it, but I never could. Shut my night now. This time it's got to be good. You get it right now, yeah. Cause you're in Hollywood. There's something in the air in Hollywood. I've lost my reputation, bad and good. You ride it in your car in Hollywood. You got a good time down and it feels so good. Music stations always play the same song. I'm born with the concept of a song.
Everybody comes to Hollywood. They wanna make it in the neighborhood. They like the smell of it in Hollywood. How could it hurt you when it looks so good?
Shine your light now.
This bird is flown.
Show your light now. This time it's got to be good. You get it right now, yeah. Cause you're in Hollywood. Cause you're in Hollywood. Cause you're in Hollywood. In Hollywood.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
That was Madonna and Hollywood. I love that we provide a service for people here. Now, Eddie Bushell was on a ship going to Malta. My mum has now been in touch and said, I've sent a message for Eddie Bushell. I expect he's been there before on cruises, but does he know? Can you drink the tap water in Malta? And then my mum's found out the answer. The tap water in Malta is generally safe to drink and complies with the requirements set by the World Health Organization and the European Union. However, like in many places, tap water in Malta may contain traces of minerals such as calcium and magnesium, which can affect its taste and texture. That was posted on the 22nd of December, 2023. So, you don't have to buy bottled water in Malta, Eddie. You can go with the tap water and nothing to worry about. I love stuff like that. Right, brilliant. Somehow we've only got 42 minutes left. The intense debate is raging on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio if you want to cast your vote. Which film did you enjoy more, Back to the Future, The Matrix or Fight Club? Please cast your vote. Thanks to Adam Dakin, who's changed letters in movie titles and ended up with The Umpire Strikes Back. That is brilliant, isn't it? That is a cricketing sequel waiting to happen. Like, before Wicket, you can't be serious. I am your father. What? Yeah, anyway. Also, the never-ending Tory. Might be what it feels like for some people with this government. There is a general election coming up later this year, so who knows? But yeah, love that. Thanks, Adam. And then Eddie Bushell has just gone off on one with some fantastic suggestions, I have to say. I like it. I'm going to say that they're all good. It's his explanations as well that make it amusing. He hasn't explained the Blair Bitch Project. I don't know if we're going political, if that was Tony and Cherie in the 90s arguing with each other and Tony got a little bit unnecessary with his name calling. But yeah, there we go. The Blair Bitch Project. Easy Cider. Peter Fonda sets up an apple brewery. That is good, and all the trials and tribulations it involves. I'm glad you've had a lot of time on your hands, Eddie, because there wouldn't have been nearly as many suggestions without you. I've got some of my own. Reservoir digs. Archaeologists have to drain a large body of water in order to find a hidden city. Reservoir digs. I like that one. And, of course, James Cameron's take on A Midsummer Night's Dream, if everybody went to the bottom of the ocean, Titania? I had to try and make it sound like the original, but Titania. I like that. I think that could work. And then, of course, when a ghost affects a gym, what do? You get in the exorcise. Yes, I was quite pleased with that myself. More of Eddie's suggestions coming up after another track. We're now going on to the fact that it's Spanish Language Day today. How can it be English Language Day and Spanish Language Day on the same day? I know they're different countries, but what if England wants to celebrate Spanish Language Day and someone in Spain wants to do vice versa? It's going to cause confusion, isn't it? Anyway, here's Shakira. You know what her hips don't do they?
Ladies up in here tonight, no fighting. No fighting, no fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sí.
Bonita.
Sí.
De casa.
Shakira,
de
Shakira. Casa.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. Hey. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can add it up. The way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it.
So you could keep on shaking it. I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel your joy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see that your scene is perfect? If I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. It's right, all the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving, half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained, have come to fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't, so you know that's ever too hard to explain.
Spanish.
señorita, feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
Mira, en Barranquilla se baila así.
En Barranquilla se baila así.
Yeah, she's so sexy, a human fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy.
Why the CIA wanna watch
it? Colombians and Haitians, I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
Phoenix FM.
Shakira featuring Wyclef Jean, Hips Don't Lie. Now, there's an awful lot of amusing movies with one letter changed in the title, mainly provided by Eddie Bushell now at this late hour, so thank you so much, Eddie. We've had the Blair Bitch Project, Easy Cider, Nightmare on Elf Street earlier, of course. Hush Hour, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker would just like everyone to be quiet. Not quite as dramatic. Maybe they get a job in a library or a heist in a library. That could work. Hush Hour. I like it. And then the slightly gruesome Sawing Private Ryan. Eddie says the original didn't go so well and they have to transport his body back home in pieces. Oh, dear. Yes. But having spoken to Eddie Bushell, I love that. I can communicate with him and he's on a ship somewhere. He said Naomi is not on the cruise with him, but she's coming with him on the next one in June. Fantastic stuff. That'll be nice. And he's also said he didn't know that about the water in Malta, so he's grateful to my mum for imparting that knowledge, but he does know not to drink it on the ship. Okay. Wise words, and bringing people closer together on the show that goes like this. Fantastic stuff. We've got 34 minutes and 15 seconds left. That means you've got about 25 minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Which film did you enjoy most? Back to the Future, The Matrix, or Fight Club? Last time I looked, Back to the Future was ahead. It could all change by the time the voting finishes. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to cast your vote, please give it a repost or a retweet as well. More people will see it and we'll get higher voting numbers. Thank you, everybody. Right, still loads of tracks to squeeze in, and we've got to hear from Prediction Master, which will probably happen after this one from Santana. It's about a person who likes a particular kind of chocolate. Not Terry's All Gone.
Turn your back on me, baby.
got your spell on me, baby, turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman, I can't leave you alone.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Santana and Black Magic Woman, and now it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Well, some people not quite sure if he should be known as the Prediction Master, but he was successful again last week. The Prediction Master successfully guessed that Harry Kane would not score for Bayern Munich against Arsenal in their quarter-final of the Champions League. Bayern Munich did indeed score, but Harry Kane was not one of the goal scorers on that night, so Prediction Master was correct again. Looking at the upcoming sporting fixtures, it would be necessary, I think, to point out that there is a Merseyside derby happening in the Premier League tomorrow night. Liverpool go to Goodison Park to take on Everton. Prediction Master, it would be easy to say one side or another is going to win or lose or draw. Prediction Master is getting a bit more complicated and saying that game is going to feature more than two goals. So it's going to be an open affair. It's not going to be tight and difficult and attritional. It's going to be open. There's going to be goals in the game. Prediction Master says more than two will be scored. Everton versus Liverpool Merseyside derby in the Premier League tomorrow night. Prediction Master, you heard it here first. I think he's got about a 75% success rate of his predictions over the last 3 months. So, fantastic stuff. Prediction Master saying more than two goals in the Merseyside derby. You heard it here first. Don't forget it.
Prediction Master.
Time for more music, after which we'll hear some more hilarious movie title changes from one Eddie Bushell. He's done more than anybody else, and a lot of them are brilliant, it has to be said. Final Spanish language inspired music on Spanish Language Day. Here's Enrique.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die, the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away. Have I lost my mind? I don't care you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the cross my mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight.
FM.
Enrique and Hero, fabulous stuff. Now, I hope to do justice to the final few movie titles with one letter change from Mr. Eddie Bushell on his cruise on the way to Valletta, where he will be arriving in about 11 hours' time. What we've got left, quite impressive. I think they got better as they went on, and he's left with a fantastic one. So, the amusing Spider-Man, Peter Parker, tries his hand at misspelled stand-up. Remember, you can only change one letter. He's changed amazing to amusing. Amusing Spider-Man. I like it. Also on the superhero theme, The Flask. Barry Allen takes soup to work and it's a really dull film. Thor, Love and Chunder. Yeah, no one wants to see that, Eddie. Oh dear, he says this is just a terrible film. Then a couple of brilliant ones, I think, to sum it all up. This just encapsulates the whole point of it. Groundhog Dry. A chipmunk just can't seem to have a successful shower over and over again. I like it. Groundhog Dry. And then this has got to be the best. You need the explanation before the title. A series of interconnecting stories about Brighton. Are they romantic stories? That would be good. A series of interconnecting romantic stories about Brighton, entitled From Richard Curtis, Hove Actually. Ah, that is the pinnacle. That is brilliant. There have been some amazing suggestions tonight from everybody. But I have to say, Hove Actually, one of my favourites. Toe Shining was good. That was a good one. And then what else did we have? Nightmare on Elf Street. I like that. Of course, Beverly Hills Cow was sensational. The Greatest Snowman, of course, which has been revealed to be a real thing. Fantastic stuff. The Neverending Tory. I liked that. And then, yeah, some really brilliant ones. I've realised I missed Mullet Train earlier on. That's good, with Brad Pitt cutting someone's hair into a bad 70s style. But Hove Actually, that wins the day, Eddie. Congratulations, sir. Yes, I haven't heard from you on these airwaves for a little while, but it's fair to say when you do make an appearance, it's very, very memorable. So thank you for getting involved. So don't forget all the ridiculous holidays today. We've still got music inspired by some of them to come. For instance, it is Take a Chance Day today. For instance, take a chance cruise to Malta and have a successful time singing on board. Here's ABBA.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance, take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance,
if you need me, let it be now. Gonna be around.
Take a chance,
if you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, gonna end your life.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was ABBA, of course. Take a chance on me. You've got about 6 minutes left to vote in the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Which of these films did you enjoy watching the most? Back to the Future, The Matrix and Fight Club. If you haven't seen all of them, just vote for one that you have seen. Go for it. It could make all the difference. Yes, Back to the Future still in the lead. But like I say, 6 minutes of voting still to go. At Bensim Radio on Twitter. Go to the profile. It'll be at the top. Single click or tap to cast your vote and give it a quick repost. Some more people may see it, may vote. You could sway someone. Yes, at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Still quite a lot of music to get in. Can I get four more tracks in before I leave you? It's going to be difficult, but we're going to try. It is Shakespeare's birthday. It is Talk Like Shakespeare Day. It is the 23rd of April. Here with Shakespeare's Way with Words is One True Voice.
Tell you how I feel. Don't ask, I can't explain it. I don't know why, but my lips are sealed.
I could be your Romeo. I wanna be your hero.
If I said this way with words, I would write a sonnet and put your name upon it. But how can I be heard?
Tell you how I feel.
Phoenix FM.
Just to give a bit of context, One True Voice, Shakespeare's Way with Words, so Girls Aloud won Pop Stars The Rivals. One True Voice with a boy band that took them on in the final and didn't win. That was their second and final release. Now, I always say on this show that great music is guaranteed. I'm not going to say anything too bad, because apparently that was written by Rick Astley and Kevin Hughes, produced by Pete Waterman. I think you can hear that in it, can't you? But yeah, Shakespeare's Way with Words. Don't know much about nothing. Okay, let's leave it there. Right, still want to get three tracks in. That's going to be a struggle, but I'm going to try my best. We've got to reveal the result of the intense debate while this track is on. That will pass, so you've got about a minute left to vote. In the meantime, here's Sam Smith. We're now talking about the fact it is National Coin Week. Sam Smith's got money on his mind.
When the summer dew, I felt pressure. Don't wanna see the numbers, I wanna see heaven. You say, could you write a song for me? I say, I'm sorry, I'm up to that, I believe. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never want to know. So sing with me, can't you see? I don't have. Please don't get me wrong, I wanna keep it moving. I know what that requires, I'm not foolish. Please can you make this work for me? Cause I'm not a puppet, I will work against your strings. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never want to know. So sing with me, can't you see? I don't have. When the sun is set, don't you fret. Oh, I have no money on my mind. No money on my mind. No money on my mind. No, I have no money on my mind. When the sun is set, don't you fret. No, I have no money on my mind. No money on my mind. No money on my mind. No, I have no money on my mind. Just love.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Sam Smith, Money on My Mind. Gotta be quick, the intense debate is over. Which did you enjoy watching the most? Back to the Future, The Matrix or Fight Club on this movie theatre day? Back to the Future receiving 77% of the vote. The Matrix 23%, nobody. Out of all those votes, nobody voted for Fight Club. Amazing. But the winner with 77% Back to the Future. I loved The Matrix, but I really love Back to the Future. The whole trilogy, but the original is fantastic. When do you think it came out in 1985, was it, as well? Amazing, amazing stuff. But yes, a worthy winner, Back to the Future. The best of those three films, according to everybody that voted. Thank you so much. Penultimate track coming up. Then we sum it all up. How has 2 hours almost gone by already? It's flown by for me. Thanks for being here too. Haven't finished yet. In the meantime, penultimately, money related in National Coin Week, here's Aloe Black.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Aloe Black needing a dollar in National Coin Week. Well, it's been another rip-roarer. Remember, it's been the 23rd of April. It's been St. George's Day, but we've barely talked about that. English Language Day, Impossible Astronaut Day, Doctor Who related. International Nose Picking Day, Lover's Day, Movie Theatre Day, National Picnic Day, Spanish Language Day, Take a Chance Day, Talk Like Shakespeare Day, National Coin Week or Week and all month. It's National Sports Eye Safety Month. Yes, it's Shakespeare's birthday and death day. We heard from Scott Fish, who tried to organise a massive picnic. We've heard from Prediction Master, who thinks the Merseyside Derby will have more than two goals in it. We've resolved another intense debate, Back to the Future, more enjoyable than The Matrix and Fight Club. We've played lots of music related to the tracks. And we need a suitable track to play us out. And we had some amazing movie title suggestions if you could change one letter in them. One, I think, by Eddie Bushell on a cruise on his way to Malta with Hove, actually. Absolutely fantastic. I enjoyed Beverly Hills Cow. I enjoyed some of the others as well, The Umpire Strikes Back. But, yeah, fantastic stuff. Still, to play us out, you're thinking I haven't dealt with nose picking. Bit weird musically to deal with that, but here's Mustang Sally from Wilson Pickett. See you next week. Take care, all.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang. Slow!
Phoenix FM.